Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was boring. People were sleeping. Nobody enjoyed it. There was no good feeling.
3, 2, 1. This is Regis Philbin. What I've been... Omaha, Nebraska, I listen to Chad.
What is wrong with you?
Morons, incompetent morons. These people are morons. La-dee-dee-dee.
Welcome to the show. Mike Max in for Chad Hartman. Thoughts and prayers continue to go out to Chad and his family as they go through the difficult week processing through the loss of our legend, certainly, but their father, grandfather, and many, many more things, Sid Hartman. And it's been a strange week because this thing has... I always wondered what it would be like if Sid passed before I did. What it would feel like, you know? And we've gone from the grieving process, and now we all want to share and tell stories and continue with, and it makes us smile and it makes us laugh to think about him. And I get videos from people, I get pictures from people, I get emails from people saying I met Sid once and this is, you know, this is what happened and blah 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 blah, blah. And it's so fun. And that won't end for a long time, I hope. I hope not. I'm going to try to keep it alive as long as I can, because he was such an institution. He'd be, you know, if he was here today, he'd be worried about that Michigan game tomorrow, and you know, how can he go to the press box and sit in it, and who do you think's going to be there, and blah blah. It's just so cool to think about his passion for life and what he did to get to age 100. Terry Steinbach was on with us last night. He told a story I'd never heard before. And that's what I keep hearing. Stories that I go, oh man, just when I thought I'd heard them all. Seems that Terry and Dana Kicker, they both grew up down by me, and I played baseball against them, but they're much older than I, but I played against them a couple times when I was young. Anyway, they both make it to the big leagues, and so Sid finds it apropos to invite them for a night out. He will treat them to a Murray's dinner, and then they'll go over to the Timberwolves game that night. So he invites both their couples, Mary Steinbach and Julie, Dana's wife, to Murray's for a dinner and then over to the game. And they meet outside of Murray's before for the dinner, at which time Sid gives each one of the wives, Mary and Julie, their own Murray's certificate. So if at some point in time they ever want to go to Murray's again, they get a certificate. And they all were very thankful and appreciative of that. Then they went inside to eat the Murray's dinner that night before they went over to the game. And they got done with the dinner, and the waiter or waitress came and presented them with a bill that maybe Sid was not anticipating. He may have thought this one was on the house, and he may have misunderstood that. So the waiter or waitress hands Sid the bill, and Sid looks at it, and it's you know, it's not the cheapest place in town to eat. So Sid looks at the two wives and says, all right, let's get your Murray certificates out. Let's just use them for a night's meal, okay? So the certificate that he gave them as a gift, he used to pay, to pay for the dinner that he was taking them out to. I thought I had heard them all. I thought I'd heard Steiny's best ones. That was pretty good. That was pretty good, and they will continue, and with a wink and a smile and all that goes with it. A big show planned for you today. Mark Mullaney is going to join us. He'll talk about Sid Hartman and Matt Blair, who was one of his teammates. Joe Orlando is a youth minister, and he helped start a petition to get fall sports state tournaments. So that right now they're done at the section, and they're saying, we want more than that. And we'll visit with him about that, what the process is like to even get it considered. And what they've done is a daunting task, and they've done some wonderful work on it. Commander Scott Gerlicher will join us. My question for him, Minneapolis Police Department, when we hear that the National Guard is being deployed to Minneapolis to work in concert with other law enforcement officials, who organizes that? How do you make sure that, okay, if the National Guard is on Lake Street and the police officers are on Broadway, I mean, how do you put all that together and work as one? Because I got to tell you, folks, during the riots in late May and early June, after they burned down the Third Precinct and they got organized, that was one well-oiled machine. And I wish you could have seen what I saw, because it was impressive. And hopefully they've got a template now that they can use for the rest of the time. Dr. Pete Lealier will join us from Hopkins Health and Wellness, getting through COVID-19 from a small business standpoint and the importance of staying healthy during it. So important. Bill McGreevy Jr., obviously of Washburn McGreevy fame. Today he has a funeral, but what can we do? You know, we talked about this with Sid and Matt Blair, and what can you do for a service? What are the restrictions? Is anybody having big outside services or social distancing? I don't know. We'll ask him. Graham Gresseth on The Great Outdoors. Is the migration here? We'll find out. Troy Stein, Edina Athletic Director, as we continue to move and shuffle and bob and weave through the high school season, this high school football night, and they keep losing games because the other team has someone with COVID. They finally have to play Bemidji tonight. Then it's just the way it goes. They're doing a wonderful job of it, but holy mackerel, this ain't easy playing football this year. Now, I don't know if you saw the great debate last night or not. Many of you did. My question to you out of the gate isn't who won and who lost the debate. It is not that. My question to you is, how is it going to matter to you in your own personal life? How will it be different if Donald Trump wins the presidency or Joe Biden? How will your life be different, specifically your life? Will you have a different set of opportunities if one wins over the other? Will you get more money from the government if one wins over the other? How will you specifically have a different life, you specific, whatever your life is, if Donald Trump wins or Joe Biden wins? Is it going to make a big difference in your life? Will you see, we have different economic, will you have a different job? I don't know. But we get pretty hell-bent on this stuff as to who's going to win the election. And then sometimes I think, as I take a deep breath, on November 4th, how's my life going to be different if one wins or the other? And I got to tell you, folks, I don't see a lot of difference, because my plan is the same. Work my rear end off and see what happens. And see if I focus on what I can control. And if they change the rules, then I'll play by those rules. But I'm not leaning too much on a president to save my soul or my career or anything else. How about you? 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. I don't have access to the text line, so don't text us. Don't bother. You want in, put your voice on it, put your name behind it, call us. 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Own up to it and tell us what you think. I remember when Sid was around for many years, I can't tell you how many times people would come to me and they'd say, you tell that Sid Hartman. I said, you tell him. I'm not going to tell him. You tell him. You got a problem with what he wrote or what he said? You call him. You tell him. You email him. You find him at the ball game. Don't ask me to be your conduit. You do it. Same thing here. Tell me how it would be different in your life if Trump wins or if Biden wins. Tell me specifically what that's going to do to change your life. And are you counting on one or the other winning or losing to change your life? 651-989-9226. Now, here's two reviews that I got from last night's debate. This is a statement, just came out. I get inside information because I work in the media. This statement sent out to the media, DFL party statement on the final presidential debate. Today, DFL party chairman Ken Barton released the following statement upon the completion of the final presidential debate. And I quote, last night's debate once again made clear that Trump is determined to attack Minnesota's health care and eliminate the Affordable Care Act and critical protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Trump said Obamacare is no good and doubled down on his interest in terminating the law, threatening the coverage of as many as 20 million Americans. He once again failed to provide any details about what he would do to tackle the coronavirus and said we are learning to live with it, even as cases spike across the country and 223,000 Americans have died from the pandemic. So there's your review from the pretty potent from the DFL party. So it sounds like Trump really got it handed to him last night. It was not a good night for Donald Trump until I saw this review. This comes to us by way of the Republican National Committee communications. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel had the following statement on last night's presidential debate. And I quote, President Trump dominated tonight's debate, meaning last night's, by aggressively highlighting that he has more for the American people, has done more for the American people in the past 47 months than Joe Biden did in 47 years as a corrupt politician, despite the media working overtime to shield Biden from any of it. So now I'm really confused, because this has official letterhead, it's got contacts, it's got all kinds of stuff, and I assume they watched the same debate, and we've got two completely different conclusions as to what happened. So I ask you, how's it going to change your life? One way or the other. 651-989-9226. If Donald Trump wins, your life will be different. Why? If Joe Biden wins, your life will be different. Why? You're going to make more money? You're going to make less money? You're going to pay more tax? I don't know. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Take a break. Mike Max for Chad Hartman on WCCO. Welcome back. Sometimes I think we get all amped up about an election and we forget to ask the question, how's it going to change our lives? Or maybe more importantly, are we reliant on people to change our lives as opposed to ourselves? And I think that is a slippery, dangerous slope. And I sometimes wonder if this isn't more of a game than there's anything else. Now, here's where I'm wrong about that. I used to think about this question, but you have to say that farmers were deeply impacted over the last few years over when they did not have a deal with China versus having a deal with China. That was incredibly painful and profitable for the farming and the agricultural community. So if I'm a farmer sitting out there, I can see where you can really make a case as to when Trump played hardball with him and eventually he got the money, but there were difficult times there because they couldn't sell their product to China. So I get that there are specifics to it. I just wonder if we overanalyze sometimes. Let's go to Mike in Plymouth, who's been waiting patiently. Mike, you're on.
Hi, thanks. So you asked how this might change my life. I know exactly how it's going to change my life. I mean, my taxes are going to go up. I'm going to be paying, under his tax plan, another $7,500.
Are you talking about if Trump wins?
What's that?
You mean if Trump wins?
No, if Biden wins.
Oh, if Biden wins, okay.
So $7,800 more in taxes. They're going to repeal the Trump middle class tax cut. I know why I'm voting. I'm voting for the Second Amendment, my right to defend my family. I'm voting for the next Supreme Court justice. I'm voting for continued growth on my 401k. I'm voting for continued growth in the Middle East peace process. I'm voting for the Electoral College. I'm voting for police to be respected. I'm voting for freedom of religion. I'm voting for the American flag. And there's a lot of reasons that I'm voting for Trump. And I scratch my head when people listen to this guy saying that he's only going to increase taxes on the rich. They don't even read their plans. Nancy Pelosi says we don't need to read the plan. We just need to vote on it. I mean, you think I trust those people?
Mike, I appreciate your call. That's exactly what I was looking at. If you've got specifics and you can back it up, 651-989-9226. Let's go to Kelly in St. Paul. Kelly, you're on.
Hi. I like what you actually have been saying. Is when we sit here and think about how is either party going to change our lives, I feel like overall, I don't really care in some ways because I'm still going to live my life. And like you stated, we just kind of adjust. What's scary is we're fed information that who knows what's true and what's not, but it's been very clear that they all cause division within our society. And we sit here and argue with each other. We're so passionate about which party to choose. But I just don't think that really either party is a great choice when you see how they're behaving and how clearly they care about themselves. It can be portrayed that they care about us, but it's their interests, and then we get to decide after watching the clown show which party we should have to choose for. I think that's kind of sad that we have to choose between one of these parties. I feel like there needs to be a new party, and I feel like the change starts within our community with each other, not fighting each other on thinking Trump is great, thinking Biden is great. It's just to me. And then it's scary too, because you think, if I choose this party, what if it's going to make life just absolutely hell? I don't know the answer to that.
Kelly, I appreciate your call. Our phone lines are filled, so I want to get us more. I'll say this, though. Ain't no politician going to make my life hell. I mean, it's up to me. Jay Robinson, my good friend, the old wrestling coach at the University of Minnesota, always used to say, allow them to define the rules and then dominate them inside the rules. Let them tell you what the rules are and then dominate the once they give you the rule book. And I said that's a pretty good way to live, because I'm not going to let who's president decide whether or not I'm happy or not in this world. That's on me. Pat in Eden Prairie on line three. Pat, you're on.
Hey, Max. Hey, thanks for what you do, first off there. So I'm a 71-year-old bumping the 72. I've, pretty much, enjoyed myself. I retired 10 years ago, been living off my pension and my Social Security, early Social Security, and a little part-time gig that I love but don't have to work if I don't want to. If I lose my pension, I might do something. The presidency is somewhat of a figurehead. The House of Reps and the senators are what kind of control a lot of stuff. So I'm not bashful to say I'm a Democrat. So I'm a retired Teamster, and my pension is very important to me. Good possibility I may lose it if we don't get some kind of help. I'm not asking for a bailout, but I'm asking for some kind of help like they've helped everyone else. So I worry more about my kids and my grandkids than anything else. I'm blessed with VA benefits, medical, and my wife has a wonderful plan. So that's it in a nutshell, Mike. Thanks.
Pat, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Don in Andover. Don, you're on.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Can you hear me well?
We can hear you well enough.
Yeah, thank you. I'm on, the side that says we can't continue this. My life's been impacted tremendously. Here in Minnesota, we have an opportunity to build a clean economy, a clean energy economy. And if we let the current administration continue to erode our environmental regulations, that could very well impact us all tremendously. If you look at what's going on up in northern Minnesota, those people have an economy built a lot on tourism, a lot on people coming to visit. They don't need to have their environment destroyed through the erosion of our protection on our environment. That's just one huge issue, and I'm like the last caller. I'm not just thinking about my own life. I'm thinking about my kids and my grandkids. If this continues, we're focused on the short-term economic gain at the destruction of both our democracy in terms of the erosion of our voting rights and our civil rights and the erosion of equality in our social life. We're going to have a terrible quality of life. So, yeah, I'm strong progressive. I will be voting strongly for Biden and Harris and believe that's our only way forward. And it does impact my life in a tremendous way.
Thanks for your call. I want to get one more caller on before we take a break. Mark in Easton.
Hey, I'm a disabled railroad engineer, and our family has a small organic farm. Minnesota Lutheran, I'm a strong progressive libertarian. We have to have Biden out of these two. I was a Bernie supporter because we need to take care of the people, and we're not doing that. This Mike, the first caller who said he's for the Constitution, he's for gun rights, he's for this and that. If he's voting for Trump, he's voting against all that. Trump is the only president in my lifetime that said he wants to take guns away without due process. He's passed laws, signed them, that took gun rights away.
Yeah, he's not taking any gun rights away. He knows that. You know that too.
It's sad, but you know, if Trump rolls back my earned benefits that I had, railroad retirement is separate from Social Security, but they are tied together by legislation, I will be dead. It will kill me because I will lose my prescriptions. Our family does not have cash on hand to pay out of pocket.
I'd be shocked if he did that, though.
Right? But he promises to do it, and that's what his base wants. He keeps saying he will repeal the pre-existing condition. Being disabled, I cannot get employment.
I keep hearing him say that he pre-existing conditions will always be honored.
He says that, too. He talks out of both sides of his mouth. Okay. That's the problem. He's a habitual liar. The man couldn't tell the truth if his life depended on it.
Yeah, you're right. We have both these guys. I mean, you got Hunter Biden making $183,000 a month, you know? Jesus, I want that job. you don't do anything. Just get the check, you know?
I'd be happy to pay $50,000 a year in taxes.
Yeah, well, I know. I'd be happy to pay that too, right? $183,000 a month. Holy cow. I couldn't believe that when I heard that figure last night. But it does call into question both of them, I guess. Thank you for your call, Mark. When we come back, remembering Matt Blair and Sid Hartman with a guy that knew both very well. Stay with us. Mike Maxwell, Chad Hartman on WCCO Radio.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Welcome back. Sports to the max tonight at 6:30. Mike Max in noon to 3 for Chad Hartman. And again, thoughts and prayers go out to Chad and his family as they get through a difficult, difficult week. But I think we're starting to at least celebrate it more and more as the days go on with smiles. Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, Mark Mullaney, former Viking grade first-round pick out of Colorado State. And teammate to Matt Blair as well, knew Sid Hartman well too. Mark, before, boy, out in your home state of Colorado, those flames are burning pretty good right now.
Oh yeah, got to pull them in.
Yeah, my gosh, yeah. Mark. When yesterday we lost Matt Blair, and Matt had been in failing health for a couple of years, but you played with Matt and you knew him well. Let's start with Matt, the person. What was he like? Because like you, he came here. He played for the Vikings, and he stayed here. You know, he made the commitment. He liked the community, et cetera. So you guys crossed paths often over the years, not just when you were playing. What was Matt Blair like?
Well, you know, Matt was drafted the year before I came in the second round, and they just came off a Super Bowl playing the Steelers. You know, it was Matt was a guy that kind of took me under his wing and mentored me, and you know, was an amazing athlete. And on and off the field, he always had my back. He was just a great friend and a great teammate, and you know, just a guy that's really hard to describe. You know, I never saw him take a drink or put any drug in his body ever, and he. He lived his. I don't think I ever heard him say a swear word. He just was a very, very, you know, took his job serious and loved people, loved life, and loved God, and was just a great example to all of us. So I can't say enough about the guy. On and off the field, he was. He just like I said, always had my back, and really sad to see. See him go, and just see the guys I played right next to. When I first started playing, I took Eller's spot, and Matt played right next to me. And then when Jim left, they moved me to the other side, and I was playing next to Wally.
Sure.
And, then I was playing next to Fred McNeil. So
yeah.
All three of those guys are walking streets of gold today. So that's
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're up there, and they had a faith that, you know, you talk about Wally Hilgenberg. I mean, you know, a faith. I interviewed Wally maybe a couple months before he passed, and he could barely speak at that time. And you know Wally, how gregarious he was and his personality. And I got to tell you, I was so motivated because his faith was so apparent that even in this condition, in a wheelchair where he could barely speak, he had great peace. He had great inner peace. And sometimes, you know, Mark, we forget about, we think about what they teach us when they played football. Sometimes they teach us something when they pass, too, in how to live your life. And certainly I know Wally made that impression on you as well.
Yeah, no, it was when I came into the league, like I said, Matt, you know, and Fred, they welcomed me, and Jeff Seaman, you know, those guys were guys that were, you know, there to help me on and off the field, you know, and Wally was a different character when I came.
Yep.
And, you know, he was a prankster, and, you know, Wally was the guy that's going to sneak up on you and do something. And when he came in the room, you had to be on high alert because you never knew what he was going to do. And to see a life change like Wally was amazing to me. And I think it was amazing to all of us as, you know, teammates. And, you know, a guy that I remember, Jeff Seaman, having he headed up the chapel and just asked a lot of the guys, let's pick a guy on the team to pray for. And somebody said Wally, and everybody goes, oh, no, not Wally.
Well, we're never going to get him to our side, huh?
Yeah. Not even prayers are going to help Wally. But, man, I'll tell you what a changed man, and what a conversion, and what a blessing he became to a lot of people. And just had an amazing testimony of a life changed. And that was fun to watch.
You know, we lost, obviously, Sid Hartman, and you were part of the Vikings fabric when and he was throughout, but, I mean, certainly he was pretty prominent in the locker room at that time. What do you remember about the first time you met Sid Hartman?
Boy, I was playing in the college all-star game, and I was in downtown, you know, Chicago, getting ready to play, and I'd gotten drafted in the first round, and I remember it was a little controversial because, you know, I got drafted to play a position I never played. And I remember, you know, Sid was kind of busting my chops a little bit. Like, you know, I think the second round draft choice was Art Riley out of USC. And he was saying how, you know, Art played in competition better than you played in games in practice, you know. And, you know, this guy was going to do this, and this. And, you know, maybe I should be looking at another position. And I was up for that, but Bud wasn't. So I didn't really have a choice. And so that's what I remember about Sid. And he's always had his microphone, you know. And
Wherever he goes, yeah.
Yeah, and he was always recording stuff. And I remember a couple of times he recorded things, you know, like when I broke my collarbone, he put in a – that I broke my leg or something. I forget, but it was good.
He knew it was a bone, huh?
Yeah, and I said, hey, Sid, how do you interview? You only got an interview with a microphone and a tape recorder, and you get the injury wrong, you know? We used to bust each other's chops a lot. He was fun, fun guy to talk to, and always, you know, trying to stir the pot
a little bit. And he loved being a part of the team and having you guys give it right back to him. Mark, I know how much he appreciated that as well. How's Mark Mullaney doing? Right, I see you from time to time. You look like you could still play. You're like Matt Blair. You got that body where you go, God wanted you to be an athlete, because that, you know, here you are and you're north of you know, 50 or 60, and you still look like an athlete.
Hey, you know, I just enjoy being around my grandkids now, and I you know, enjoy seeing you at the football fields, and you know, coaching your son or helping coaches
Well, I tell you, I learned something. Yeah. That youth coaching is really important, isn't it? I mean, that they have a good experience.
Yeah, and it's you know, to me, you know, I love teaching the game because I try to tell even my kids, my grandkids, that you know, football is more than just a game. It's a way of life. And I love the way, you know, it teaches you, you know, young men how to grow, you know, that you're going to get knocked down in this lifetime, you know. It's the guys that keep getting up.
Keep getting up.
And get up and get ready for the next play, you know. It's kind of like, you know, Matt Blair was that kind of person. He was the guy that never had to get ready because he stayed ready.
Yep.
And he was always prepared for whatever came his way. And then he got blindsided with this disease that, you know, has been kind of devastating throughout the league. But just to have, you know, three teammates, you know, die of the same thing has been hard to watch.
For sure. Mark, appreciate it very much always. And I look forward to seeing you again real soon someplace, somewhere.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You
Thanks
bet. Mark Mullaney, nice enough to join us. When we come back, there's some people that say, hey, if we're going to have fall sports, we've got to have state championships. Well, but there are no state championships scheduled. Well, will 20,000 signatures change your mind, or 8,000? What's it going to take? We'll talk to a man that's got a grassroots effort or is helping promote a grassroots effort that's doing just that. Stay with us. Mike Max for Chad Hartman on WCCO. Welcome back. Mike Max in for Chad Hartman on Friday, noon to 3. The time is 12:53. That's Linda's construction time. Time to see if your home windows and insulation are as energy efficient as they could be. Check out Linda's Construction. Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, Joe Orlando, youth minister by day, activist for fall sports championships by night. Joe, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Mike, for having me.
Explain the grassroots effort that you guys came up with. You have a daughter that plays soccer, so you're tapped into that community out in Rosemont. Very good team. But explain what the premise was and how you've come to where you are with this initiative and what the initiative is.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. So the Minnesota State High School League is essentially approved over 4,000 regular, this is one sport example, they approved over 4,000 regular soccer games, regular season soccer games this in the last 8 weeks. And then they held a vote to approve sectional tournament play, which includes over 250 soccer games around the state of Minnesota. But they chose on a narrow vote, subjectively decided 10-8, the board for the MSHL, to disallow 32 remaining state games to crown a champion. And the key there is that these state tournaments are crucial for these high school students who are top athletes, thousands of them around the state of Minnesota between the sports, to make college plans. When you're talking about scholarships and paying for college and getting into the colleges that they want to get into, these state tournaments are crucial. And they represent less than 1% of the total games that have been approved. So as a result, there's been a Facebook group with over 20,000 members and growing at this point. It was started by Don Gilman. It's called Let Them Play Minnesota, hashtag Let Them Play MN. And Don is, I believe, meeting today with a group of students who had approached the governor's mansion with a letter, and she's meeting today with some of the governor's people and those students as well. But we have, since I sent out a petition with over a combined total of 8,000 signatures, the original petition for soccer was started by a student at Hill Murray High School, and the petition is asking for state tournament play for the Minnesota League to fulfill its role there. And keep in mind, four of the board of directors who made this decision are appointed by Governor Waltz. So I sent to over 160 decision makers, including the members of the league, the directors, and a number of the Minnesota State High School Coaches Association, as well as a number of lawmakers, our representatives in Senate. And the hope is to simply allow safe alternatives for these state tournaments. They were not looking to get into U.S. Bank Stadium or needing overnight stays with buses coming. Students are willing to do whatever it takes, play outdoors. If they have to have no fans, I don't think that's necessary. Have no fans. We've been safe fans to this point. But
Joe, just for the sake of time, because we're up against it, can you give us, do you have any hope? Is there any reason to believe this could happen?
So, I really don't know. The silence has been deafening from the Minnesota State High School League. So many voices have reached out to them. So many emails have been sent by thousands, and no response.
Yeah.
No response. The silence. The most that they will try and cite is COVID reasons.
Sure.
And Minnesota Department of Health, based on their suggestions.
Joe, we got to let you go, but I appreciate you going on. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is, if people think that you can always take up a cause and go for it and make your point, whether you win it or not. I think there's victory in just doing just that. And I congratulate you guys for organizing and doing that. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
And it's very difficult for the high school league because they're up against a lot of issues when you start talking about legalities of COVID. It's not like they can just say, hey, let's open everything up and this and that and not think about it, that it could come back to bite you. So you get the National Guard and they say, we're coming into town in case something happens. And well, how does that work? How does that work with the police force that's already in place? We come back, we'll talk to Commander Scott Gerlicher about just that, organizing so the protests don't get out of hand. Stay with us. Mike Max for Chad Hartman on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.